Chapter 24. Glass. As she walked across the skybridge, the terrible realization that her mother was right hung like a weight on Glass's heart. She couldn't risk a single misstep, not for her sake, but for Luke's. What if the Chancellor woke up and revoked her pardon, and then Luke did something stupid and admitted the truth about the pregnancy? It was like history was repeating itself, and yet she knew she'd always make the same choice. She would always choose to protect the boy she loved. She'd been avoiding Luke for several days, though he'd been summoned for so many emergency shifts lately that she wasn't sure he'd even noticed. She'd finally arranged to meet at his flat this evening, and the thought of him greeting her with a smile made her chest ache. At least this time, there'd be no tricks, no lies. She'd simply tell him the truth, no matter how difficult. Maybe he'd seek comfort in Camille again, and then things would truly come full circle. The thought came with a knife-sharp pang, but Glass ignored it and kept walking. As she approached the far end of the skybridge, her eyes landed on a small group gathered near the checkpoint. A few guards stood speaking in a tight circle, while a number of civilians whispered and pointed at something through the long, star-filled window that bordered the walkway. Glass suddenly recognized a few of the guards. They were Luke's team, members of the Elite Guards Engineering Corps. The woman with graying hair, who was moving her fingers rapidly through the air, manipulating a hollow diagram in front of her face, was Becca. Next to her was Ali, a boy with dark skin and bright green eyes fixed intently on the image Becca was creating. "Glass!" Ali exclaimed warmly, looking up as she approached. He jogged forward a few steps and clasped her hands in his. "It's great to see you. How are you?"
"I'm good," she stammered, confused. How much did they know? Were they greeting her as Luke's ex, the snotty Phoenix girl who'd broken his heart, or as Luke's escaped convict girlfriend? Either way, Ali was being much kinder than she deserved.
Becca shot Glass a quick smile and then returned to her diagrams, frowning as she rotated a complicated-looking three-dimensional blueprint. "Where's Luke?" Glass asked as she glanced from side to side. If they were still on duty, he wouldn't be home yet either. Ali gestured out the window with a grin. "Look outside." Glass turned slowly, every atom in her body turning to ice. She knew already what she would see. Two figures in spacesuits were floating outside, each tethered to the ship by a thin cord. They had toolkits strapped to their backs and were using their gloved hands to move along the skybridge. As if in a trance, Glass moved slowly forward and pressed her face against the window. She watched in horror as the two figures nodded at each other, then disappeared under the skybridge. Luke's unit was responsible for crucial repairs, but he'd only been a junior member of the team when they were dating last year. She knew he'd been promoted, but she had no idea he would be out on spacewalks this soon. The thought of him outside, nothing separating him from the cold emptiness of space but a laughably thin cord and a pressurized suit, made Glass feel dizzy. She grabbed onto the railing to steady herself, sending up a silent prayer to the stars to keep him safe.